have on my computer this application, I guess you would call it, called Kite. And it's the engine that is used to deliver standardized tests. We have downloaded this onto all of the laptops, and it's through this engine that they enter the system and take their assessments.
This is a monitored testing, so they're doing it during school hours?
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, these are our new standardized assessments. The new test is called the AMP, Alaska Measures of Progress. This is the first year of implementation across the state of Alaska. So all schools are testing grades 3 through 10 on English, language, arts, and math.
And how is this different than, say, last year and the years before that?
Well, all the tests last year and the years before that were paper-pencil tests. So nothing was online. So this is our first go-around.
I'm assuming it's a quicker turnaround because with paper and pencil, you'd actually physically be mailing that somewhere for grading, right?
That's what you would intuitively think, is that you could get your answers back right away. And it's true, they'll enter their answers in and you know, either they're right or wrong. However, this year being the first year, we won't have our scores back until early fall, because the state has to develop kind of a cut score, and those scores have to be adopted at the State Board of Education meetings. I believe those are in July or August. So this first year, it's going to be a process. We won't know our actual scores. Like, you know, if you got a 2 on a test, well, what does a 2 mean? It's a passing score or not a passing score, if it's proficient or not proficient. So
somebody wanted to get the testing started, and then some of the decision-making had to happen afterwards.
Correct. Yeah, so we're kind of in these beginning phases where we're just going for it. So we're establishing a baseline this year, basically, with our scores.
So it's not just that it's on the computer. It's a different test entirely.
Yes, it is. It's totally, entirely a different test, because the test this year is based on the new standards that the state of Alaska has adopted, Alaska Common Core Standards. The Alaska Common Core Standards are very different from the standards that we had in the past, and so it's quite a shift.
What were some of the standards in the past that aren't there now?
Well, that's a huge, giant question, and I can't really encapsulate it in one or two sentences. The argument has been for a number of years across the United States that every state has their own standards. And so if you were to move around from, you know, go from like Alaska to Florida, you know, as a third grade student, you wouldn't necessarily be assessed or be learning the same things in third grade in Alaska as you would be in Florida. And so I think part of the original reason for getting states more aligned so that there could be, you know, kind of a general sort of understanding about what a third grader needs to know, whether they live in Alaska or Florida. So that's been a discussion that's been going on for quite a number of years. But anyway, that's part of the philosophy behind having kind of standards that are uniform across the United States. Now, not all states have adopted these standards, but the Alaska version of the Common Core is about 95% Common Core, although we in Alaska have sort of, you know, Alaskanized the Common Core, and so therefore they are a little bit different than the Common Core, so they're called the Alaska Common Core.
But that makes sense. The general gist is that it's a way to, you know, make sure that students of a certain age across the country are learning about the same thing.
Correct. I would say so. Yeah.
Okay. And I'm assuming that there's multiple choice, but there's also typing.
Good question.
Essay. Are there essays for older students?
Good question. So this year we started out, there's kind of a 3-year phase in with this test. So the first year is just all multiple choice questions. And there are 70 questions. Next year, they're going to field test some free response items with written expression as well as with math. Also some listening assessments. And then in the third year, the written expression and the listening comprehension and the math production, or, you know, being able to figure it out, not just crunching numbers, but actually composing your answers, that is going to go operational, as well as an aspect of the test called adaptive. And so the test is, like I said, broken up into 4 parts. So in the first part, 3 years from now, when I take that first part, it will then score my answers, and then it will be able to adapt to how well I did. So within my grade band, if I did well on the assessment, the next section on that assessment will be more difficult, and then it will be more difficult and continue like that. So it will adapt to my performance. So it will individualize, or that's the theory.
Wow.
So it's kind of exciting.
Uh-huh. So when is the point where you'll be able to compare year to year, or the say freshmen to seniors and their progress and things? Because it sounds like it would be difficult at least this year to compare, say a 10th grader, how did they do last year? It's going to be a different test.
Exactly. There's no comparison. You can't draw a comparison between a 10th grader last year and a 10th grader this year because, number one, they're two totally different assessments and they're based on different banks of knowledge and or standards. This will be a better assessment with regard to being able to rate yourself against yourself. So from year to year, you'll be able to tell how well you're doing. So I think about 4 or 5 years down the line, we might be able to draw some correlations between 1 year to the next.